Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're not going to win many games.
Now, Tanny, you can't use that out of context. That is not, I mean, it is what Ben Johnson said. It's just not why he said it.
We're going to win many games.
Yes, that's the other version. They're going to see, you can just kind of flip it around and everything's going to be fine.
We're going to win many games.
There's going to be a lot of news coming out of Halas Hall over the next 25 minutes or so. Ryan Poles is going to take to the podium. We will share what he had to say in a little bit. Big Ant Heron is here. He is with us on the show today. Speegs is off. He's on vacation for the rest of the week. I've got one more show tomorrow with Russ Dorsey, and then I am going to take a little bit of a break, and then it's going to be good. Then we come back on Tuesday, and it's football season, week one, full go, and we're going to be ready for him. I am very, very excited.
All the footballiest of football that is going to take place from what now until at least January, perhaps beyond, question mark.
I think Greg Gabriel a couple weeks ago was like, this is the first week that there will be the first week of NFL preseason. He said there will be three games a week from now until December. And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, we are in there. There have been some roster moves, so let's catch you up on some of the moves that have happened before we hear from Ben Johnson. Travis Homer has been put on the injury list along with Agbong Bamiga, the linebacker. So then waived injured players are Tysheem Johnson, Doug Kramer, and Bill Murray. So they've been waived injured. They waive the following players: Maurice Alexander, Britton Brown, Luke Elkin, Jonathan Ford, Mekhi Garner, Jarmie Kroma, Jordan McFadden, Zach Pickens, J.P. Richardson, Tyler Scott, Ricky Stromberg. And then they release, because all of these things are different from depending on how long you've been in the league and how you were brought to the team. Miles Boykin was released. Steven Carlson, and they activated Torrey Taylor and Jalen Johnson. So the activation of Jalen Johnson is a big deal. Everyone was wondering if he would be ready for week one. That's still to be seen, but at least now he has been activated to the active roster, and maybe we can get more clarity on what's going on. Can we talk a little bit, Big Ant, about Zach Pickens? Because I think there are a lot of Bears fans that go, well, wait a minute. Wasn't he a well-thought-of draft pick of Ryan Poles's? And now he is not on the team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, I personally thought well of him at the time. In the moment where, you know, you get a couple of defensive linemen back-to-back, second, third round, in that initial training camp that Jervon Dexter and Zach Pickens were going through, as far as the transition to the way the Bears defense operated at that point, where the premise was you wanted the defensive line to get into creases, penetrate into gaps, to, you know, apply force into the backfield and basically miss blocks. Zach Pickens, to my eye, looked more adept at that early than Jervon Dexter did. He didn't consistently get into the rotation, didn't splash and make many plays during his rookie season. And then during his second year, you know, even as he was playing in plenty of games after coming off of an offseason injury, still wasn't really that impactful. The first game, I really kind of noticed Zach Pickens ended up being, I believe, the last game he dressed last season. And a lot of reports about the shape he's coming into and a new start and fresh faces on him and everything else. But it just hasn't panned out. And for Zach Pickens, there at least has been plenty of time that he's been healthy going into year three through his first two seasons in the league, and plenty of in-game action to try and impress this regime between regular season games over those two seasons and now this off-season program and preseason games. And it just hasn't shown up enough, not nearly enough, especially as they've acquired additional defensive linemen to try and bolster that front. So, you know, as far as the draft capital utilized on him in the not-too-distant past, yeah, it's on the surprising side of things, but as you've tracked Zach Pickens and the lack of production there, then it shouldn't be that surprising.
I also think that one thing to keep in mind, and I am okay with anyone who is angry at some of the personnel decisions that have been made by Ryan Poles that now turn out to be guys getting cut that had higher draft statuses than some people thought they deserve. The interesting part to me is, I think that we're already seeing a shift in power to the preferences of the head coach. And I don't think that that was in place before. I don't know if that's good or bad, Big Ant. I just know that that's what I'm seeing, that Ben Johnson has a lot of power of how he wants to reshape the team. And that might mean that Ryan Poles has to eat a little crow with some of the decisions he's made in the last couple of years.
And when you think about it, Ryan Poles getting hired, and then shortly thereafter, Matt Eberflus getting hired as the head coach, there's a shared vision between the two of them in that stretch where, you know, the draft picks and the roster moves and sort of trying to shape the Chicago Bears in their shared image. That's how they were operating at that point. Now, this is Ryan Poles after, you know, quite a bit of job scrutiny on his performance with all the losing that's happened at Halas Hall over the last few years. He's been given this next life, this next iteration of his journey, but with Ben Johnson to come in, and it's a part of the task for Ryan Poles to supply Ben Johnson with what he needs to shape the team in his image. But the leadership of Ben Johnson is a huge part of that as well, and he hires Dennis Allen. So then, how do you make this roster as formidable as it can be in a way that suits the image that Ben Johnson has for this version of the Chicago Bears? And sometimes the the talent that's there, the skill set that's there on either side of the football won't mesh with a new regime that's come in. But then there are certain individual positions and position rooms that are still just going to benefit from having quality football players versus just saying this particular body type doesn't necessarily suit a scheme that we're now planning to run.
We'll get into more of that as the afternoon goes on and more information is known about what they're doing. Plus, Ryan Poles is going to speak, and we're going to let you hear from Ryan Poles in a little bit. The head coach spoke earlier, and there's some stuff in here that we need to discuss. So it's good that Big Ant Heron is here today of all days. So why don't we start with Ben Johnson opening up and talking about where things stand with a very hurt running back room that the Bears have.
I want to say thank you to all the guys that we had to move on from. Hopefully we'll get a number of them back on practice squad, but it's that time of year, and it's just a step closer to week one. So I know Ryan's gonna talk after practice. We're still finalizing some of this roster stuff as we speak right now, and hopefully he'll have a little bit more clarity here this afternoon in terms of that. The one thing I can say is we will be going forward with three quarterbacks. All right, so Caleb and Tyson and Case, those will be our three guys here. I alluded to it in the past, feel strongly about that room and really like the makeup, the chemistry, and the growth that we've seen over the course of the spring and the summer so far. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up.
Big picture overview with the running backs room, obviously, with what you want to do with it going into the regular season and then dealing with some of the injury issues that are still lingering right now.
Yeah, we're working through that. There will always be looking to if there's guys out there that we can help upgrade that room. I feel really good about the coach that we have in that room. Eric Bieniemy's been doing a phenomenal job getting those guys ready. I think it starts there. I've been pleased with Swifty and everything he's shown over the course of camp. And then we've got some young guys that maybe don't have as many skins on the wall, but they're hungry and they're learning, and I feel good about it. So I think we're in a good spot right now. I think the injury part of it, that's the most troubling and most concerning part right now, is just making sure we have enough depth so that we have a full stable of guys going forward. But I have full confidence that week one and really for the whole season, we're going to be just fine there.
It was a small sample size for DeAndre, but it seemed like he put some good things out there. What did you see from his performance in Kansas City that caught your attention?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. He's got that ability to be a spark for us, and I've known that for years about the guy. I mean, he's particularly when we're a little bit stale coming out of the gate, he wants to be that guy to get us back on track. And I think that's what the good running backs do in this league, is their teammates will feed off of them. All it takes is for one big play. I mean, he had the hurdle on the sideline, and I thought that was a good thing to see. And so explosive player, want to get the ball in his hands with some space as much as we possibly can. And I thought the cool thing you saw in that game was a couple short yardage opportunities, and he was willing to lower his shoulders and find a way to get the yard. So happy with where he's at right now.
With Kyle, and some of the other running backs that have Roshan, Homer, is their week one availability in question, or are you expecting them back?
Yeah, we're still working through that. There's some question mark on when all these guys will be fully healthy again, and so that's really what we're talking about as we're going through the roster right now.
Yeah, that's not great. There are some running backs who are available. I know that Cam Akers got cut. If that's something that you wanted to explore, if you're the Bears, and it'll be interesting to see how they do this, because you're carrying three quarterbacks, and yeah. I understand why. If you're Cleveland and Tyson Bagent became available, you would probably scoop him up. If you're New Orleans and Tyson Bagent became available, you probably would scoop him up. The thing is that I look and look, I wanted Case Keenum to be a Bear. I do wonder at 38 if anyone would just take him if he was on waivers just so that you couldn't have him. But I understand, like, hey, that's part of this. Like, you got to make sure that those guys are on the roster. But with the injuries at running back and there being some question about some depth on the defensive back side, they might end up in a crunch here on what to do if you're carrying hurt running backs into week one.
It's certainly feeling that way. And, you know, today is just the initial day they have to get to the 53. We always hear Bigsy kind of pointing that out and reminding folks of it as well. Between now and actually getting to week one, to game action of the regular season. There's still time where the roster can still get massaged, but Ben Johnson went out of his way right there to say, we're carrying three quarterbacks. And it's fascinating in some way that he felt a necessity to point that out. And just, you know, you would seem like, but that at least indicates to me he's declaratively saying all three of these guys are going to be here. We know that Caleb is obviously here. We know Tyson is obviously here. He just got his new money. But for Case Keenum, at 38, he certainly has had an impressive camp when he's been able to be healthy and be out there. But, yeah, would there have been a chance to try and sneak him on as a veteran onto the practice squad or just to have him go home and sit on the couch for a minute and then bring him back later on? Because if he is, and it seems that he will be on the opening day roster as a vested veteran, then his money is going to be guaranteed for the season. So there won't be the opportunity to say later on that, well, we've decided to move on and we'll save some of that money. He's there opening day, then, you know, he's on your books for the year. And if it was a healthier roster, then I think there wouldn't be a lot of question about it. But the fact that you've got various positions that are banged up and feeling really thin right now, it does stretch things a bit to have three QBs on the 53.
I wonder if Case's back is going to hurt soon.
Huh.
You know, I wonder if that's one of those things that happen. Y'all, how long's Case back going to hurt? About 4 weeks. He should be back in about 4 weeks, and he'll be good to go. Yeah, if that's a way that they can mess around with the roster a little bit. There's more from Ben Johnson. This one might carry some discussion because none of us really know what's going on with Jalen Johnson. I don't think that this is Jalen Johnson flexing so that he can get more money since he got a contract last year. But I will say, Ant, that I thought Ben Johnson's reaction to this was a little bit odd.
What are you guys going to do with Jalen Johnson? Is he going to be on the active roster?
That's the plan, yep.
And so his progress toward being ready for week one is what right now?
It's as it has been. That's been the target date, but we'll see.
And what is the specific injury?
You can ask Ryan that one.
With Jalen, in the limited amount of time he's going to have on the practice field, assuming he's back out there sooner rather than later, is stamina when you get to the game going to be a question?
Yeah, I think that that's a good observation right there, because we're doing as much as we can to make sure that conditioning is where it needs to be. But at the same time, there really is no substitute for putting on pads and playing the game at full speed. And so each guy's different. Particularly guys that have had success in this league for a number of years, they're a little bit different than maybe a rookie that you don't know as much about. And so he does get a little benefit of the doubt because he's played this game at a high level. But at the same time, I don't think there's any substitute for being able to be out there and go through the process. Training camp is a really good indication, not just for the team, but for each player as you're working through low volume, ramp it on up over the course just to make sure you're ready to take on a 17-game season. And of course, he's missed that.
Okay, Ant, what do you hear from that?
I mean, I think the injury aspect of this, especially with one of your star players and being on the non-football injury list up until now, you know, that definitely strikes me that Ben Johnson doesn't seem comfortable addressing the specifics of it. Now, the why behind that, I don't know, and I don't want to guess as to why that would be, but it feels like something that could be fairly easy to address. And Jalen Johnson being as upfront and forthright as he's always been, when he's healthy enough where they allow him to talk to the media, I'm certain we'll find out more because that's just who he's always been. But sort of, you know, he didn't say, you know, you can ask Jalen about it when that opportunity comes. He said ask Ryan about it. So that would seem to indicate that him kind of pressing it up the ladder to, you know, the senior executive on the squad, it does seem like something, you know, a little bit more suspicious is worth kind of being curious about.
It's the first time where I felt Ben Johnson was uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like, he has handled us magnificently. And it's the first time where I'm like, ooh, and it makes me wonder. And I'd love to know what's going on with Jalen. I get that it might be personal, and maybe we don't deserve to know any of that, what that's going on with him. And my hope is that it is just an injury. like that, that it's not something else, like that it's not contractual or anything like that, and that it's just an injury that, that he has to get himself ready for the season. I'm glad that Biggs asked that follow-up about conditioning, because it's not just you're coming back. You're coming back and you're expected to run around with Justin Jefferson for 60 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.